Welcome to Recovery Rocks, where we talk about all things recovery and music. I'm Tawny.
And I'm Lisa, and we're really glad you're here.
Hey, everybody. We are back again. It's Lisa, and I am here with, as always, not Garth, but...
I was going to say, you're like, I'm here with, I'm like, do you even know me?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's Tawny.
I thought about saying Garth.
It's Tawny. Wait, so real quick. So who's Wayne and who's Garth in this situation? We've never really talked about it.
I don't. Oh, you're probably Wayne because you're cooler. You are.
Am I cooler?
You are.
Yeah. Oh, no. You listen to Dua Lipa.
That's not even close. You're way cooler. So we wanted to talk about our yay vaccine story and stories and getting back out in the open and how we feel about it. And we thought it was important because we did talk on an episode at length, probably a year ago or coming up on a year ago, about how we feared we were going to have agoraphobia and be afraid to go back out into the wild once released. And we're going to check in on that. So, Tawny, you were the first of us to get vaccinated. Why don't you give us your vaccine story and how you're feeling in this newly vaxxed life of yours?
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad you brought up the fact that we did record a year ago talking about the possible agoraphobia, talking about grocery store anxiety,
like totally.
All of these things that we were feeling a year ago. And a lot that we're still feeling.
I still feel anxiety in the grocery store.
Yeah.
Because there's just whatever. Yeah.
No, totally. So yes, I got vaccinated in late February, early March. So I'm in New York and I got a text from, whoever's running the vaccines. Saying that, if you have the following comorbidities, you are eligible for a vaccine in your zip code. And in that list was asthma. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've never been so excited to have asthma. This is great. So a sports, I don't even know what to call this place, but whatever. They turned it into a vaccine center. Literally 5 blocks from my house, which is so convenient because I know a lot of friends that have had to travel pretty far to get their vaccine. So that day I booked a slot. I was just not what I planned on doing that day, but you get a text saying you can get vaccinated. So I signed up immediately, got my first dose, and I didn't have any side effects. I did Pfizer. And my arm was sore, obviously, but I didn't have any other side effects. And then I did, my second dose 3 weeks later and also fine. So I am now, they say you're fully vaccinated after 2 weeks after your final dose. So I'm fully vaccinated now. So my partner is as well. And it feels great. It feels really good to hug my friends and, have a couple friends over for dinner. It feels like we are like some normalcy is kind of trickling in. And while, you and I have talked about how we're never going to go back to the way things were, and we're going to have to find a new normal. And that is, that definitely causes some anxiety of what does that mean? What does that look like? But, I'm actually happy to be in New York. It's been really hard to be quarantined in a very small apartment in Manhattan. But it got really bad first here. It was really bad. And then we got better first too. So it's like living through that in New York definitely was an experience. And I think where you experience the pandemic definitely will impact you significantly. If you were in a state with that, wasn't promoting wearing masks or is predominantly anti-vax or doesn't think COVID is real, then whether you believe that or not, you're still going to have that experience of hearing that for a year. So, where I had that opposite experience of being around people that are just being cognizant of their behavior and masks and hand sanitizer and social distancing, people that are believing in science. So that was a, I had a, you know, as positive of an experience as one can have in the middle of a global pandemic. I'm grateful, you know, that I had that and I was able to get vaccinated so soon.
So tell me this, are you like, tell me what it was like, because I haven't gotten there yet. I got my first shot, I guess it'll be 4 weeks tomorrow as we're recording this. It'll be later by the time this drops, but I'm getting my second shot. And so I haven't had the experience yet of hugging people, doing any of that. Like what, and I feel much better than I did about what that would be like after, you know, since the time we recorded about agoraphobia, like I feel better on that front, but I'm still like, what is the first time you hug a friend? When someone comes to your front door, you open it, you let them in and you hug them without a mask. Like, what is that? How does that feel?
Yeah.
Was it scary at all? I'm a little nervous.
No, it was amazing. And it's so, you know, like I said, we've all had different pandemic experiences. My partner, for the most of the pandemic, he was a restaurant manager and he recently left to do something else. I was living with an essential worker for 8-9 months. So, you know, and he had COVID. I somehow never got it, but he had it.
Unbelievable.
And so he was exposed to people all day on the subway, at work. So it was a very different experience. I've been work from home for a year now. He's just now transitioning into work from home life, you know? So it's like, it's so interesting.
Yeah.
But it was so, so, so great to hug people and have friends over for dinner. And, you know, we still wear our masks when we're in a public place and going for walks and stuff that. But man, it's incredible. And like the reason I bring up my partner working in a restaurant for the pandemic is because because he was exposed to so many people, we were a bit more lax during the pandemic. Like we had our pod, you know, like,
right.
Like one of my best friends is also in like works retail. So he was also like exposed to a lot of people. And so I felt safer because I lived with an essential worker. I hung out with, you know, I had like one or two other people that I would hang out with.
Right.
For sanity's sake. And it was like, and so that was great. That was like such a saving grace. As much as I love my partner and our pets, I needed to see some other people throughout. And, but it's like the fact that but we're all vaccinated now. So, you know, so it's right. Like, we're all vaccinated and most of my friends got it. I don't know how I didn't, but
wow,
I know it's weird.
I think it's really so I'm sort of processing how all of it's going to be, because exactly 2 weeks after my vaccination, my second shot, I am flying home to New Jersey. I'm not going to be going into the city this time, just to New Jersey to see my mom, who I know I've spoken a lot about before. How hard this pandemic and the isolation has been on all of the people that she's normally around. And, you know, she is it's going to be her 85th birthday. And, you know, I know that the decline has been steep. And I saw it when I did my one sort of emergency trip last September, but it's definitely much worse now. And so I have apprehension around that, that part of it, much more than I do getting on the airplane once I'm fully vaccinated. Craig and I have not been around other people. We have not been going to restaurants. We have not been doing anything. It has really been the two of us, which is fine for us. And, you know, it's been easier on me through this whole thing because we're in Southern California. I never missed a beat getting outside, getting sunshine, taking walks and having space. Like if it had been 6 months earlier, we would have been in our one bedroom apartment on 57th Street and it would have been a very different experience. But yeah, I still do feel like there will be, it's going to take some time to sink in and to really do it. But it's almost like when you're, I'm expecting it to be almost like when you're getting in a pool and the water is cold. Like, I'm going to like sort of be like, a couple toes, and then I'm just going to go, fuck it, and jump, you know?
Well, it's funny you say that, because like hearing you describe this, I'm just like, Lisa is such an addict in recovery, because this is a very all or nothing approach. She's going from seeing nobody to hopping on a plane.
Literally getting on a plane that day that I'm
and flying across the country.
Renting a car.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like, and that makes so much sense. I mean, you know, I flew last summer. My dad had a major surgery, and I struggled with, like, should I go home? Like, I don't know what to do. And I decided that I did want to go home. I did want to be there for my family. It was worth it for me to go home, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't know, that was almost a year ago. That was June of 2020. So. You know, now, back then there was like maybe 10 people on my flight, you know, right. It was like, I honestly loved it, to be completely honest.
I remember. I
felt very safe. It was like, there was less people on the plane. Like, I'm exposed to more people walking my dog around New York City.
Yeah.
I'm exposed to more people walking my dog around New York City than I am flying to Texas. So, you know, and then I want to say one more thing on the hug, because I remembered I got to hug Garrett, our,
oh my God.
So
I Lisa, had the worst FOMO from that picture.
So Lisa and I now have the same hairdresser where, you know, we both have curly hair. We look like we're related. Yeah. And we are in our Ashkenazi Jew heritage.
and in our spiritual sense.
And in a spiritual sense. But so like now that I'm vaccinated, I was like, okay, I'm finally getting a haircut. So it's really hard. If you have curly hair, you know how hard it is to find someone who's good, a hairstylist that's good with curls. And Lisa has recommended her guy to me for a long time now. And I finally went, and when like, it was so like, he saw me coming up the stairs and I saw him, and like, keep in mind, we've never met. But
you know Lisa. Of each other.
We know of each other. We have Lisa in common. And we both had like the smiles. We were wearing masks, but you could tell we were smiling. And he was like, can I hug you? And I was like, yes, please. I'm vaccinated. He goes, I'm vaccinated too. And we just hugged. And then he did my hair, and we talked about Lisa and, you know, New York life. But
And you took a picture.
And then I was like, well, we have to take a picture to share with Lisa so she feels FOMO about us hanging out.
And that's maybe exactly how I responded. And for anybody, whether your hair is curly or not, if you're in New York and you need someone, we adore Garrett Bryant at Hawthorne Studio. And we love him because he's an amazing magician with hair, but he is also just the most wonderful human. And Hawthorne is all about this. He founded the studio, and it's about social justice, and it's about, you know, everything that is important to us as well.
Yeah, so we highly recommend check out Hawthorne. It's in Chelsea. So, it was funny because I was telling him, you know, on the topic of introducing ourselves back into daily life. I live uptown, you know, like very North Manhattan, and I don't go downtown much. So I was like, well, before I left the house, like my boyfriend was like, you look really nice. And I was like, I'm going downtown. I was like, this is a big deal.
And you rode the subway.
Yeah, I was like, I'm getting on the subway.
Oh my God, how was that?
It's fine. I've ridden the subway throughout, like not much, but maybe like a couple times a month I'll ride the subway. But I was like, I dressed up, and I told Garrett about it too. I was just like, it's like, this is my big day out on the town. Like I'm going downtown. I'm dressed up. I'm going shopping. I'm going to take myself to lunch. Like, this is going to be like a day. And that's what I did. I took myself shopping. I bought this, you know, I only wear sports bras.
Yeah.
So like, I didn't, up until very recently, I didn't have any normal bras. And I was like, today I'm going to buy normal bras. So I went into a store and I was like, hi, I only wear sports bras. I don't know what size bra I should wear. I need help. And it was great. And I was like, but I didn't do anything like that over the past year, you know, but I felt comfortable going shopping, having someone in the dressing room with me.
Having someone fitting you around your boobs. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and it's, you know, that's something that I didn't feel comfortable doing before that I
no
felt.
No way. Right. That's huge.
And so now I have two normal bras.
Good for you. Congratulations. Congratulations. I've become a fan of the bralette in in the pandemic.
Yeah.
Because I always, you know, anyway, what would be like, I used to go to a place called Bra Tenders where they would fit you like very specifically. And, you know, it's always, anyone who read my book knows that I had a breast reduction. So it's always been a big issue for me. But that's great. Yeah. I flew last September and it was bad. Like as soon as I walked into the San Diego airport, because I had to go home sort of on an urgent basis
for my mom.
Yeah. And it was September and the numbers had been down, but we were expecting a really bad winter. And I wanted to get there before, you know, while we could still sit outside and spend some time together. And as soon as I walked into the San Diego airport, it was like there were people around. There's line at Starbucks. There's also everybody's got masks on, but there were a lot of people. And I was like, I'm definitely getting COVID. Like, there's no way I'm not. I didn't, but I felt the whole time like, and the plane, the plane was pretty full. The plane was like, I was surprised how full it was. And yeah, I definitely had anxiety over that. But I feel like now this time I won't. So that's a good thing.
Well, I mean, you've done what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
You're getting vaccinated. You're, you know, halfway there.
How are you going to deal with people who, like in your world, who are not getting vaccinated, who are saying, I'm not going to do it. Let's go have lunch.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have any friends like that in the city. I do, you know, I'm from Waco, yeah. Texas. And I have a lot of, you know, friends and acquaintances from back home that are, you know, and that have become anti-vax or don't believe that, didn't take the pandemic seriously the whole time. So they're like, why would I get vaccinated now? I know a lot of people like that. And that's very, I'm going to say interesting to me to see what that's going to look like.
Yeah.
Moving forward. I don't, you know, it's.
Yeah.
It was unfortunately became a very politicized event and vaccines have always been a thing. That's why we don't have polio anymore. And I'm glad that I got one and I'm glad that people that are in my immediate circle are open to it.
Yeah. Mine too. Mine are the same. Yeah.
You know, I just read a book called, How to Talk to Science Deniers.
Ooh, that's interesting.
It was fantastic. And it, you know, it gave it, a lot of it was about, you know, QAnon, Flat Earth, a lot of it about COVID. And it was just really how to have conversations with people where you really live in different realities.
Exactly. I don't know how to do that. That's a
really
tough one. You recommend that book? You recommend the book?
I highly recommend the book. I was given an advanced reader copy of it, and I think it comes out in August. And I, you know, if that's a conversation that interests you, you know, if you're listening and maybe your family is anti-vax, you don't know how to bridge the conversation. I got a lot out of this book. It really, really gave good resources. And I mean, like just one quick tip that it gave me was just, you know, you have to meet people where they are.
Yeah.
You can't present someone who denies science with a piece of scientific evidence because that clearly doesn't work. So you have to meet them where they are and you just share how you feel. And because that's really all you can do. You can't say, read this book, read this article, because they're getting their facts somewhere else.
Totally.
And And I say facts in quotes. So it's, you know, it's tough.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to get into a long discussion about this now, but I'm reminded by that by someone living in a different world of facts as I'm watching this Leah Remini doc on Scientology and how they, why they, you know, they believe what they believe so firmly that, you know, you can't talk them out of it. But
well, we could do a whole episode on cults, Lisa.
Absolutely. I know. One of our favorite subjects for some reason. That and apparently World War II. So for Music Minute, the much anticipated, much happy time of live music will be coming back.
Yes.
I saw somebody posted about they had a shot of a marquee in I don't know if it was in LA or where it was, but it said on the marquee the theater had, "First you get the vaccine, then you get the concert."
Ugh, give me the concert.
Right?
Give me
the concerts. Yeah, that is going to be, who would you most, like, what would your dream, and I know I haven't given you time to think about this, but what would, and I haven't thought about it either, but what would your dream first show back be?
Lisa, I will see anyone. Like, as soon as someone says, "I'm performing in New York City on this date," I will buy tickets. Like,
can you imagine how
I don't care who it is.
The demand for that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, if it's an artist that I've never listened to before or someone that maybe I don't like, I'm going. I don't care. I want to be in a room full of people that are listening to live music.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I care about. Real quick, I want to know your answer, but I also want to say before I forget, so on the topic of vaccines, you know, the Dashboard Confessionals song Vindicated, that someone did a cover changing it to Vaccinated.
Ah!
And Dashboard Confessionals shared it on their Instagram. It's really funny. And then the goddess of everything, Dolly Parton.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah.
She changed Jolene to Vaccine, and it's very cute. So if you're looking for like a vaccine Music Minute tip, check those out.
Well, I have to say, like, there is, you know, Dolly Parton is not in our sort of regular playlist, you and I. And I don't know a lot of her music, but I think her voice is phenomenal. And I understand why her music is so adored as it is. But from the very first time I heard that song, Jolene, like, I don't even know how many years ago, it always stuck with me. It is just such an incredible song. And I remember seeing her perform it live. I think it was at the Grammys one year, or it might have been one of the other. I don't know if it was at a Hall of Fame induction thing or whatever, but it was her and John Mayer. And I forget who the third person was, all on one microphone singing Jolene. And it was,
you should
look for the YouTube thing of that. It's really amazing. And it is, that song is, you know, there are just some songs that you never expected to glom onto, but that really trigger something. I love that song.
Well, the White Stripes also did a cover of Jolene.
Oh, right. I know. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We love Dolly. She's fantastic. I'm glad that, well, you know, we should talk about her more.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are artists out there. It's so great to see artists out there doing this and trying to lead the way, you know, in getting people to get out there and get vaccinated, because, you know, the more people get vaccinated, then, I mean, the less likely we are to end up with these weirdo variants.
And exactly. And, you know, like, that's the argument if people are like, well, what's the big deal? If I don't get vaccinated and you do, then why does it matter? That's because these variants happen. These mutations happen.
Right.
Where if we could all be vaccinated, it would be eradicated.
Right.
And it's until, I don't know that we will ever all get vaccinated. I don't think we will.
I don't think we will. Yeah.
So who knows what the future is
going to
be.
We're going to need boosters. Yeah, I think we'll end up needing boosters.
Yeah.
But for now, we are happy. We are looking forward to some live music. And hope all of you are out there taking good care of yourselves. And let us know your thoughts if you have any on this subject, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope you like what you heard. If so, please hit subscribe and consider rating and reviewing us so others can find us. Tawny, how can our listeners find you?
You can find me at Tawny M. Lara on all of the social medias. And you can find my blog, sobrietyparty.com. Lisa, how can we find you and your amazing book?
My book is Girl Walks Out of a Bar, and it is available at bookstores everywhere and online. And you can find me at lisasmithadvisory.com. And I'm on social media at Girl Walks Out. Thanks for listening.